Hi, I'm Charlotte Halpern, and welcome to another episode of Down in the Blues. In this episode, we will be diving deep into the life and music of the famous blues singer, Leadbelly. Huddy Leadbetter, better known as Leadbelly, was an early blues singer from Louisiana, although he never specifically said where he was from. One of his friends, Pete Seeger, said that he sang some of the greatest protest songs of all time, and many others who heard his music would agree. Leadbelly was born in 1889, son of Sally and Wes Leadbetter. They had a strong sense of family and tended to spoil Huddy throughout his youth. Later in his life, he recalled, "My papa and mama was too fine to me. They never touched me to whip me." Although he was treated well, life was hard in the rural northeast of Texas. Wes, his dad, would take out his frustrations on his mother, Sally, but besides the occasional outbursts of anger and emotion, the Leadbetter family ran smoothly. He was called Huddy all of his life until prison, where the prisoners called him Leadbelly until it stuck, although his family and close friends still called him Huddy or Lead. Leadbelly sang about things that happened personally to him. He was known for playing the 12-string guitar, so people called him the King of the 12-string guitar. In 1917, he went to jail for killing a man in a fight over a woman. He went to jail more than once throughout his life, but according to David Germain from the Chicago Tribune, one of those times, Leadbelly was pardoned early from prison by a Texas governor who was captivated by his music. Probably his most popular song is "Good Night, Irene." After that song was recorded, it became an immediate American classic. The song does not consist of complicated lyrics. In fact, most of the song is him singing, "Irene, good night, Irene." It is a gentle waltz, not super fast, but not his slowest song. The song is about a girl who he is very in love with and includes his typical lyrics relating to drugs, saying that if Irene turns her back on me, I'm gonna take my morphine and die. Generally, a lot of his songs are protest songs, and this one may be his most popular because it is a little different and is about a younger girl who he is crazy about. There is not much instrumental in this waltz, except for his typical guitar in the background, playing in a 3/4 time, which he keeps the beat going. If Irene turns her back on me, what you gonna do? He could play a variety of other instruments, like the windjammer, the mandolin, the harmonica, the piano, and even the string bass. Even though he had a wide range of instruments to choose from, he continuously chose the 12-string guitar to feature in his songs. As Charles Wolfe says in his book, The Life and Legend of Leadbelly, the unique sound of the big instrument, 12-string guitar, would have a profound effect on his singing style and repertoire. His ability to specialize in that instrument and have such a unique voice made his music stand out from others and create a new style of blues. Last Monday, I was arrested. Another one of Leadbelly's songs, which has a completely different feel to it, is On a Monday. Although he is most likely singing about himself, the song is about a convict nearing his release from prison. He used his experiences that he previously had behind bars when he was writing this song, which makes its emotions even more real. He talks about wearing stripes and chains, and a section of the lyrics are, "These stripes, it sure don't worry me, but these chains gonna kill me dead." Throughout this song, not only does Leadbelly play his 12-string guitar, but he stomps along with the beat of the song. The song is very upbeat, and with the strumming of the guitar and stomping, it makes the listener want to get up and dance to the beat too. Although he talks about the chains and being stuck in jail, missing out on life, the song is upbeat and shows how close he is to becoming free again. In the background of singing, he has ad-libs, and the song kind of sounds like a chant that any prisoner can do when they are nearing their release. Although the song was not seen immediately as a protest song, it is him protesting his time in jail and protesting the chains that they put on him. While in prison, he was in a chain gang. A chain gang was a group of prisoners who did labor but were all chained together, and that is probably why he had even more of a hatred for the chains. In the book Jazz by Toni Morrison, the narrator talks about the city, Harlem, which she talks about positively and negatively. At one part, she talks about the stars, but says, "I cannot see above me because the city sky has hidden them." Otherwise, if it wanted to, it could show me the stars cut from the lame gowns of chorus girls, or mirrored in the eyes of sweethearts, furtive and happy, under the pressure of a deep, touchable sky. The city almost sounds like the prison that Leadbelly is stuck in while singing On a Monday. He is so close to freedom and seeing the stars, and seeing his girl, or whoever he was singing about.
Every morning, so when the people in them times, they'd be sad and feeling bad, and they'd sing blues. They didn't know how to sing nothing else, but that old feeling come to them. That's what they call the blues, that old feeling. I don't guess they know what they had to say, but they began to sing. And it's just words they would put together and sing a song, just a feeling. They'd make it up, and they didn't know what they'd done itself, holler, but it's just getting a good feeling to them, see? And that's what the blues come from.
What's the first time, Huda, you ever heard anybody call a song the blues?
A current artist whose music very much resembles Leadbelly's is Childish Gambino. Coincidentally, Childish Gambino is also a fake name, like Leadbelly. His real name is Donald Glover. Leadbelly's music sounds similar to rap, and Gambino is mostly a rapper, but in his newest album, he is heard singing most of it, and there's often guitar in his songs. They have a sort of bluesy and waltz beat, the same as Leadbelly's music. Leadbelly was famous for singing protest songs, meaning that his music had political meaning behind it. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Childish Gambino also features political aspects in his music. Specifically, he made a song called This is America, which exposes the dark yet realistic truths of America. It is pretty political, much like Leadbelly songs that resemble a political protest. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Leadbelly has been a huge influence on musicians throughout time. He was an early blues singer, and his guitar playing and unique vocals are what makes him stand out from other artists. Today, his use of the guitar and music style continues to influence artists. This podcast was written and produced by Charlotte Halperin. A special thanks goes out to Mike Miley and Chris Young. Without them, this podcast would not be what it is.